Good morning. So take a comfortable seat. Close your eyes for a moment. Focus on your breath. Breathing is the flow of the divine, where the rhythms of life turn into each other. The eternal exchange. Pour one breath into the other. The out-breath into the in-breath, into the out-breath. Awaken to equanimity, at peace in the play of opposites. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Come to your center with hands at your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and unity of mind, body, and spirit. And with your next inhale, circle your arms up into the sky, and then exhale, bring them back into your heart again. And with your next few breaths, just circle around like that. The in-breath turning into the out-breath, back into the in-breath, the divine flow. Next inhale, reach up to the sky, but this time as you exhale, fold forward. Let your hands lay down onto the mat, step your feet back, and step into downward facing dog. So hips reaching high to the sky, take a moment to step your feet up and down and begin to feel the sensation of movement in your body. Moving and breathing. And let's walk hands back toward the feet, folding into a nice gentle forward bend. Walk your hands forward again. Find your downward facing dog. And then set knees down onto the mat. Sit down onto your feet. And with an inhale, circle your arms. Come up onto your knees. Reach to the sky. Exhale, hands to the heart, sitting back down. And do that again for your next few breaths. Moving and breathing. Continuous flow. And then rise up one more time. This time exhale, fold into child's pose. Hands reaching forward, hips reaching back. This is a resting place. And anytime you'd like to take a moment and stop and just breathe, you can come back to child's pose. Now curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky. Let's return to downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward, lay your left knee down onto the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring the hands back down. Step the right foot back. Inhale, shift forward, come to kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. With your inhale, rise up. Turn and look over your right shoulder. And then to the center. Over your left shoulder. And again to the center. And then push your hips back into child's pose. And from here, dig your toes into the floor. Lift your hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Lay your right knee on the mat. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. We step the left foot back. Inhale, bring shoulders above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower to the floor. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, reach the heart forward in cobra. Turn to your right, and then to the center, and to the left. Back again to the center and back to child's pose. And toes curl into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Walk your feet now up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Exhaling all the way down. moving and breathing in a divine flow. Rise up one more time with an inhale. As you exhale, bring hands into your heart and step to the very front of your mat. Let's flow through sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach high. Exhale, the hips sink down, chair pose. Inhale, we'll reach up again. You can curve back a little if it feels nice. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, let your hands come to the mat. Reach your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle up. And exhale, hands come back down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg now up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up with the in-breath and down with the out-breath. The left foot steps up to join the right. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, all the way up again. If you like the back bend, here it is. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And with your exhale, hands touch the mat, the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle up. Exhale, hands circle down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with your exhale, back again to downward facing dog and left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands back down. Step your right foot up to the front. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, chair. Inhale all the way up. Again, you can curve back here. And exhaling down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands come to the mat. Walk your feet back and step into downward facing dog. The in-breath flows into the out-breath, flows into the in-breath. Continuous cycle. Let that be your focus, the flow of your breath. As we begin now our standing flows. So reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down. And we'll step into warrior one. So with feet deeply grounded, lunge forward through the right knee. Arms reach to the sky. Let's really feel the breath. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, arms reach up. And then let that flow. One breath into another. One more inhale, arms reach up. Back to warrior one. And then hands come behind the back. Link your fingers together. Push your hands back. Let your heart reach forward. And then slowly come forward. Feet totally grounded here to support you. Come just to where it feels good for you. All of us come here with different needs, different abilities, different limitations. Find for you where it feels good. Release your hands, reach up to the sky, circle round and round. And then arms reach up. And hands come down to the mat. And we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. From downward facing dog, lay your knees to the mat. Shift your hands under your shoulders. With your inhale, lift the head and tail, cow pose. Exhale, arch your back, cat pose. Sink down into your heels. And then with your next inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, hands back down under the shoulders. And inhaling into cow pose. So continue that flow. The in-breath flowing into the out-breath, flowing into the in-breath, flowing into the out-breath. One more time through. And the next time you reach up, take your hands down to their down dog position, curl your toes into the floor, hips to the sky, and we come to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg again up into the air. This time take an even bigger step forward with your right foot. Let your back foot come flat down and let's open wide to warrior two. So let your body face sideways. Again, feet totally grounded. Let's feel our breath, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach out wide. And exhale, hands to the heart. And in breath. And the out breath. Continuous cycle. And one more inhale, reach wide into warrior two. Take a little reach forward. Turn your right hand over. Reach it back across the sky into reverse warrior. Let your left hand drip down your left leg as you come into this nice big side bend. And then from here, bend your right arm. Lay it across your right thigh, or you can go to the floor with your right hand. Left fingers to the sky, side angle pose. We'll look up to the left fingertips. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling the flow of breath. And begin to make a circle with your left arm. Reach toward the back wall. Brush against your back leg, point to the floor. When you point your left hand straight ahead, straighten your right leg, and then finish the circle with your left arm as you find triangle pose. So now the legs are straight, and the arms reach wide. Again, look to your left fingertips if that's possible. Hands come down to the mat and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. With the exhale, back to downward facing dog. And again, take your knees to the mat, hands under your shoulders. Inhale, cow pose. Exhale, cat pose, and right down into your heels. Inhale, up onto the knees, reaching to the sky. And let it flow. The in-breath, flowing into the out-breath, flowing into the in-breath, moving and breathing. Let the moving and breathing become meditative. Continual flow. One more time through. And again, when you come down this next time, reach your arms forward so they come to your down dog position. Curl your toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And then one more time, take your right leg to the sky. Step your right foot forward. This time walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Take hands under your thighs, lift up to stand. Take hands to the heart, point your toes to the corners of the mat. Let's feel our breath. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, hands back to the heart. Moving and breathing. In breath, into the out breath, into the in breath. Your body, personify your breath, expanding and contracting. Reach up one more time. With your next exhale, bring hands to the heart. This time, bend your knees. Sink down into the center in temple pose. Straighten the legs, turn your toes to the long side of the mat. Take your hands under your hips and pour yourself down. And then hands drop down to the floor. We'll take a twist here so you can make any adjustment to your foundation that you'd like. Lay your right hand below your face. Slip your left hand to your low back. Stretch up through the back, all the way through the crown of the head, and then twist to the left. Your chin turning around toward your left shoulder. Feel free to take your left arm to the sky or keep it at your back, however it feels good for you. Focusing on the breath, the continuous cycle. And unwind the side of the twist. Walk your hands forward like you're in downward facing dog. Push your hips away from your hands so you create a nice lengthening for your back. And then walk the hands in. This time lay your left hand below your face. Slip your right hand to the low back and let's do the same twist but to the right. Always lengthening as you twist. Unwinding the twist. Again, walk your hands forward. Push your hips backwards so there's a nice lengthening. And then hands come back under the face. Now walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Point your feet forward and then step onto both feet. Let's stand up and create pyramid pose. Starting with a nice firm foundation with straight and strong legs. Take hands to the hips and pour yourself forward. Tip your whole pelvis forward and come to this forward bend. The in-breath flows into the out-breath, flows into the in-breath. Bring your hands to the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to the heart. Feel your breath. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, hands back to the heart. One flowing into the other. Your body personifying the flow of your breath. One more inhale reaches up. With the exhale, hands to the heart. Check in with your feet. Let's create the foundation for a back bend. Make fists at your low back. As you push your feet down, let your heart rise up, rolling the shoulders back and curving into your back bend. Always lifting up and away from your low back, so it's all expansion. Slowly, carefully come back up. Shift your hands to your hips. Pour that back bend gently into a forward bend. Let yourself hang down. And then step your right foot halfway back. Step up onto both feet. Again, let's create the foundation for pyramid pose. Nice, deep-rooted feet, straight legs. With your hands on your hips, tip your pelvis forward. And come forward again into pyramid pose, this time on the other side. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. The equanimity of the cycle of your breath. Your hands come down to the mat. Walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Set your feet up to return to the twist. Right hand below your face, left hand to the low back, lengthening outward and twisting to the left. This side of the twist unwinds. Hands come to the floor. Walk your hands forward. Push your hips back. Take a big stretch into your back and spine. And hands walk back in under the face. Now the left hand remains there, right hand low back. And the twist turns to the right. Unwind your twist. Walk the hands forward, push the hips back once again. And then walk the hands in, take hands under your thighs, lift up to stand. Point your toes to the corners of your mat, hands to the heart. Let's feel our breath. Inhale, reaching up. And exhale, hands back to the heart. The in-breath flows into the out-breath. Flows into the in-breath. One more time, reaching up with the in-breath. As you exhale, hands come to the heart, bend the knees, sink down again into temple pose. Whenever the mind wanders, back to the cycle of your breath as your focus. Straighten the legs, turn your toes to the long side of your mat, take hands to the hips and pour yourself forward. Let your hands drop down to the ground, and then walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Shifting your feet, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Knees come to the mat, hands under the shoulders. Inhale, cow pose. Exhale, cat pose, down into the heels. And the next inhale, reaching up to the sky. Continue the flow. With your breath, moving and breathing. Flow through one more time. Next time you come down, reach your hands into their down dog position. Curl your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, and find your way to downward facing dog. And now take your left leg into the sky. Take a great big step forward with the left foot. Back foot comes flat down, warrior two. Let's feel the breath, hands come to the heart. Inhale, reach wide. Exhale back to the center. In breath, flows into the out breath, flows into the in breath. Next inhale, reach out into warrior two. And take a little reach forward, turn the right hand over, stretch back into reverse warrior. And then we'll bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, or touch the floor. Right fingers to the sky, side angle pose. And draw a circle with your right arm reaching back, pointing to the ground. When you point to the front of your mat, straighten the left leg. Finish the circle in triangle pose. Hands come down to the mat and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take your exhale back to downward facing dog. Knees to the mat, hands under the shoulders. One more time. Inhale, cat pose. Cow pose. Exhale, cat pose, down into the heels. Inhale all the way up. In a continuous cycle, divine flow, meditation of moving and breathing. One more time through. And again, when you come down from reaching to the sky, reach your hands out to their down dog position. Curl your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky. And let's step into our last flow. Left leg into the sky. Step the left foot forward, lay the back foot flat down. And we step into warrior one. Let's feel the breath, hands to the heart. Inhale, reaching up. And exhale back into the heart. Let your body personify the flow of your breath. Reach up one more time. Nice big warrior one. Hands come behind the back. Fingers push back, heart reaches forward. And then begin to come forward, tipping from the hips, finding a place where your balance, your flexibility, your strength are all together. And drop the hands and reach them up to the sky, circling round and round. And reaching up once again. And hands come down to the mat. And we'll step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. This time, lay your knees to the mat. Slide your hips into your heels. Come for rest in child's pose. Let the in-breath flow into the out-breath. And back into the in-breath. Looking to the front of your mat, press your hands down, curl your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, come to downward facing dog, and this time walk your feet up to meet your hands. And take a nice slow inhale all the way up. And with your exhale, hands meet at the heart. Let's explore a balancing flow. Step onto your right foot. The balance today will begin with warrior three. So reach your arms up into the sky, tiptoe your left foot back, and slowly fly into warrior three. Your arms can reach to the front, to the sides, to the back, whatever feels nice. If you need to step down and start again at any time, no problem. Just focus on the flow of your breath. Bring the balance of your breath into your body. And from here, hands drop down to the mat, standing splits. Let your head hang heavy as your left foot reaches toward the sky. Set your right fingertips in front of your right toes, and we'll move into half moon pose. Stack your hips over your right leg, and maybe take your left arm to the sky. Just what feels good for you. And then bring 2 feet back down onto the ground. For a moment, give your body whatever kind of movement it wants. Let's step into balancing on the left foot. So again, we'll start with warrior three. Step onto your left foot, arms reach to the sky, tiptoe back a little with your right leg, and then launch into warrior three. In breath, into the out breath, into the in breath. A steady flow, equanimity, balance. Hands drop down to the mat, standing splits. And then left fingertips in front of the left toes, half moon pose. And then 2 feet once again onto the mat. A moment of movement. And take a nice deep breath in, reach to the sky. And exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come down to the mat. We'll walk our feet back. Lay the knees down. Slide hips again into the heels as we find our way back to child's pose. This time, walk your hands way over to the right in the side bend. And then hands come back to the center. And then they'll walk way over to the left. And again to center. Now curl your toes under your feet. Lift your hips to the sky. Return to the familiar downward facing dog. So we'll move next into hip opening with pigeon pose. So if you prefer the pigeon variation where you lay on your back, I invite you to roll over onto your back at this time and cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Or for this variation, step the right leg forward. Bending your knee, you'll place the left foot behind the right, or sorry, the right foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right hand. And take time finding your way into where pigeon pose feels good for you. We're looking for a nice deep release in the right hip. So when you find that, close your eyes and let your in-breath flow into your out-breath and back into your in-breath. Continuous flow. If you're in this variation, take your hands onto your mat. If you're on your back, go ahead and reach your left leg to the sky. Use that to swing yourself up to sit. From here, roll over onto your right hip. Swing your left leg around until it meets with your right foot. Turn and face your left leg, and with your inhale, lift up. With your exhale, pour yourself over the left leg in a nice forward bend. Close your eyes. Let the breath flow in a divine cycle. Out, long and slow. Left arm, remain with your left leg. Reach your right hand back behind you, and then point your right fingers to the sky, curving now into a side bend towards your left leg. Feel the stretch all along the right side of your body. Bring the right hand back up. Now place your right hand on the floor behind your right hip. Step onto your right knee and shin as you lift your hips up and reach your left arm back behind you. And then come back down. Take your hands onto the mat. Step your left foot all the way back. Step your right foot back. And find downward facing dog. Step your feet up and down a little bit. let's repeat that on the other side. So if you're going onto your back, this time you'll lay on your back and cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Or you'll step your left leg forward, and as you bend the knee, the foot lands behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And then explore it until you find a nice, deep letting go in your left hip. Close your eyes. In-breath. Into the out-breath. Into the in-breath. From this variation, hands come onto the mat. If you're on your back, take your right leg to the sky. Use that to swing up to sit. From here, lay your left hip down. Swing your right leg around until it meets your left foot. Turn to the right leg. Inhale, rising up. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Pour over your right leg. Close your eyes. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Your right hand and arm with your right leg, left hand behind the back, up into the sky and into the curve of a side bend towards your right leg. And the left hand comes back up and then onto the floor behind your left hip. Step onto the left knee and shin, lift your hips up, circle your right arm back behind you. And then come back down. Take hands onto the mat. Swing your right leg back. Step your left foot back. Step your feet up and down. Now lay your knees to the mat. Crisscross your ankles. Come over tops of your feet. And then continue rolling right down onto the floor. Lay onto your back. Once you're there, get comfortable for a few moments. Maybe rock yourself side to side as you give your knees a hug. And then bring hands to your heart. Reach your legs straight up into the sky. Reach your prayer now up towards your toes as you come up and down, bringing head and shoulders off the ground. Feel your abdominal strength as you move. Keep breathing. Now reach your prayer over to the left side of your legs. Up and down. back again to the center, coming up and down. And now the prayer reaches over to the right side of the legs. And we still move up and down. In-breath flows into the out-breath. Flows into the in-breath. And finally, a last few to the center. Hug your knees, lay your head down, rock your head side to side several times. No doubt a little tension crept into your neck. So gently ease that out. And then when the neck feels nice and happy, rock your body side to side. Hold your right knee, extend your left leg straight out on the ground. Lift your right leg to the sky. Draw your leg towards you for a nice hamstring stretch. And then reach your right hand inside your right leg, left hand on the left hip bone. Open your right leg out to the side. And bring the right leg back up, bend the knee, give your knee a hug, and then extend your right leg out onto the floor next to your left. Draw the left knee in, give it a little hug. Reach your foot to the sky as you draw the leg towards you, stretching into your hamstring. Right hand on the hip bone, left hand inside the left leg as you open it out to the side. And then bring the left leg back up, squeeze the knee. Extend it out onto the floor, next to your right leg, and then draw both knees in and rock yourself side to side. And then choose an inversion for today. If you'd like a shoulder stand, you can lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders as you support yourself with your hands. If you'd like a bridge pose, push your feet down into the ground as you lift your hips up off the floor. So find what feels comfortable and just be there. The in-breath. Flowing into the out-breath, flowing into the in-breath, flowing into the out-breath. Slowly, gently begin your way back down onto the mat. And when you've reached the floor, once again give your knees a hug. And let's step into fish pose. The feet push down onto the floor just like bridge pose. The hips lift up. This time we'll slide our hands underneath our hips. Set your hips on top of your hands. Stretch your legs out straight. Sit up on your fingertips. And then tuck your elbows under your back so you're propped up on your forearms. Lay your head back, let your neck open, roll your shoulders back, let your heart open. And then the head lifts up. And we let the fish pose come back gently to the mat. Hands slip out from underneath you now. Now reach your arms behind your head to the floor. Take a big stretch from one end of your mat to the other. Maybe lace your fingers together, turn your palms around. And then reach down, gather up your right knee. Give it a hug and then cross it all the way over your body to the left. And turn your head to the right. And bring this twist right up the length of your back and spine. Release your left hand, let your twist unroll and lay you on the mat. Before we twist in the other direction, straighten yourself out on the floor. Stretch your arms and legs again, maybe lace your fingers together, turn your palms around. And this time, take up your left leg. And let's cross the left leg all the way over to the right. While you turn and look to the left. Let your hips soften. Smooth out your forehead, loosen your jaw. And let the breath flow one into the other. Now the right hand falls to the floor. We unroll that last twist. Again, straighten your body out on the mat. At this time, you're welcome to cover yourself up with something if you'd like. We've arrived at our final relaxation. Lay your body down. Close your eyes and breathe. Let the inhale become the exhale. One breath into the next. Breathing in, breathing out, in breath, into the out breath, into the in breath. Breathing is the flow of the divine, where the rhythms of life turn into each other, the eternal exchange. Pour one breath into the next. The out-breath into the in-breath, into the out-breath. Awaken to equanimity, at peace in the play of opposites. Equanimity, balance, in and out, slow and deep. Thank you. And now take a very deep breath in. And an equally deep exhale out. And give yourself a moment now to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. And then when you're ready, roll over onto your right side. Cradle yourself there in comfort for a couple of breaths. And then finally, we'll meet right where we started. Come once again to sit on your mat. Come here with gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, and for anything you might take away from your practice and use in other areas of your life. In closing, as we began, we'll let our head drop down, roll from side to side. Finding our way back to center. With an inhale, arms circle up into the air. Our hands meet above us. And come first to the forehead for equanimity in our thoughts today. To the lips for equanimity in our words. And to the heart for equanimity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.